Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 20th and the whole week ahead. Well, the sun is going to move into the sign of Gemini, which for you is going to enhance your spirituality and psychic powers. Oh yes, you're a psychic sign anyway, strong instincts. And the important thing about the energy that's now going to come into your life is it will give extra power, a turbo thrust to your intuition and clairvoyant abilities. Here's your Sunday stars. When the moon moves into Aries, then you should start to concentrate over the next couple of days on career plans or your ambitions. We all need to achieve something in our lives, and that's what your stars are saying now. It's time to achieve something that you've set your heart on. The important thing to start with is to focus on something that you wish to get in your life, that you wish to succeed is, and then take it from there. And here's your Monday stars, another excellent day if you are career minded. There's a couple of pitfalls, but those pitfalls are normally what you get with a lot of things. Spitefulness, backbiting, jealousy, envy. But you know who those people are, and that's the important thing. You see what I said earlier this week about your intuition? If you intuit that someone isn't going to be good to you, then you're right and you need to block them out of your life. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now, another excellent day if you're ambitious minded or if you want recognition for what you do and you want to achieve something. These stars are so extra special now. You know, the more practical you are at this time, the more that you do things in a prepared and organized way, the better. And then you just put your personal unique slant on something and you have success waiting. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, this is a very, very good energy now to be with friends or to connect with someone socially. You might want to join a club or a group. But you know, the more people that you have around you that perhaps you can call upon in times of trouble, the better. Or maybe this is you, that wonderful empathetic side of you. You have so much empathy for other people's problems and dramas. And it's by being a friend in need now, you'll be a friend indeed. Here's your Thursday stars. The difficulty with Venus and Pluto squaring each other is envy and jealousy and obsession. And that's the biggest problem that you have over the next few days. Someone who's obsessed by you or you're obsessed by them. And the jealousy and envy that comes from it is no one's business. So you must learn to let go if that's what's necessary. Otherwise, you'll make yourself ill and could destroy something you love. And here's your Friday stars. Well, yesterday there was a new moon in the sign of Gemini. New moons are good for you. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it fell in your 12th house. Now, I said at the very beginning of the week, when the sun entered your 12th house, you're into a new spiritual vibe. And certainly you are now with the new moon. Do you know what this is good for? Getting rid of all that emotional baggage that's clogged you up and accumulated over the past year. It's time to let go and slay a few demons. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.